Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? I'm Lisa Simeone, and with me, of course, is Rob, with today's topic, dare I say it, hair.
Show it, show it.
That's right, Lisa. Today, we're going to talk all about hair, and specifically men's hair, men's hair styling, how to groom, how to make it look good, and how to have the ladies say, ooh, that's nice hair.
Well, I really want to hear what you have to say, because I have some definite opinions about modern men's hairstyle. So what are we going to start with? What should you know? What should men know about hair?
Well, the first thing is, a lot of times we go to the barbershop and we just say, oh, just give me a buzz cut. And they take out those electric shears and they basically just zzzz, and your head looks like a putting green.
Wait,
you know?
A minute. This is like from the 50s. They don't still do
that. No, they still do that. And guys like, yeah, just give me a buzz. And we don't think about it. But it's actually an important thing, because when a woman looks at you, they're looking at your face, but also your hair. So I talked to someone about this. I called up a guy. I did a story with him a few years back. His name is Dean Banowitz, but he's better known as the Hollywood hair guy, because Dean has the distinction of being the stylist for Ryan Seacrest and American Idol. He's done all those contestants. You remember Sanjaya with that pony hawk? That was Dean. He did that. Anyway, this is the advice Dean gave me.
A lot of guys, if they would just do a little bit of color, would change everything.
So how do you start off? Because I remember, like, in camp, we used to have Kool-Aid or something and stick that in our hair. But, I mean,
yeah, no, that's unacceptable.
Right. So that's not good for Dean.
Well, what about the color? Let's talk about that first. These guys are, half of them are dyeing their hair blonde. It looks kind of ridiculous.
I know. I think it's ridiculous, too. And Dean said, oh, well, you know, maybe I could put some caramel highlights in my hair. And I thought, I don't know. A few years back, my wife, she dyed her hair reddish because she was in the skater phase. And it looked weird. I was like, what are you doing? You have such beautiful natural hair. So I'm a little leery of the whole dyeing your hair thing. But Dean says, if you're going to make a change, the first thing to do is find the right barber or stylist who can help you make that change.
If you see a guy, or, you know, you see some hair that you like, I would ask what salon or what barbershop they went to. I mean, to go into something cold turkey, you know, that could be disastrous.
Yeah, you don't want to just waltz into any old barbershop or salon, because you want to see who has the right skills with the shears. So I say get out there, maybe stop people on the street. If you see them, hey, you've got really great hair.
Or cut out pictures from magazines.
Yeah, I've seen my wife do that a couple of times. I mean, women do that, right? They cut out pictures.
Definitely. All right, so what are you supposed to do if you don't want to make a permanent change because it's too scary, you want to try something out like for a party or a special occasion?
Well, this is where the products come in. You know, men's hair products have really evolved, and now there's everything from pomades to gels to mousses, and sometimes you can get this stuff called wax or mud or texturizing paste. I mean, there's a whole slew of things out there that you can use to kind of sculpt the head on your hair. You can make it spiky, you can make it curly, you can make it greasy. Dean says the rule of thumb here is the thicker the hair you have, like I have thick curly hair, you have, you know, thick curly hair, you want to use the thicker product like the pomade or something like that. Another thing you can do, though, is you can straighten your hair. And I actually did this with Dean a few years back when we were producing that story. And this is what it sounded like. He came at me with a hot iron. Ah.
See, it doesn't hurt that much at all, does it?
No, I'm afraid, like, it's going to start burning me.
Yeah, you're good.
It has kind of an odor to it. Now, I just want to say, I wasn't actually hurt, but here, I brought a picture. This is what it looked like as I went from curly to straight.
Rob, I remember this because I didn't recognize you. I saw these pictures on the website, and I'm like, what did he do?
I know. So it was great. It completely changed my look. And if people out there want to see what we're talking about, they can just search npr.org for Banowitz, Banowetz. That's Dean's last name. And they can see those pictures. But, you know, Lisa, the best thing is that style, you know, it didn't really work for me. I thought I looked a little weird. But after one shower, I got my curly hair back,
right.
You know? So it's fun to experiment with products or you know, with the flat iron, because it only lasts for as long as, you know, you don't shower.
Okay, final one. What about facial hair?
Well, I'm glad you asked about facial hair because this is something where if you're sporting a goatee or a mustache, that can really add something here. But Dean was saying that, you know, you could actually hide some other things that you don't want on your face.
We may not have makeup to wear, but we can conceal a lot of our facial flaws with facial hair.
So, hey, right. Maybe you got a zit this week. It's time to grow out the beard.
Exactly.
So, Lisa, you know, so you got the zits, you know, and for me, this is great. Whenever I get something like a pimple on my face, I was like, okay, time to grow in the beard. Except
it takes time to grow, though.
I know. And so, you know, that's the patience, too. If you wait for the beard to grow over, that'll also give you patience for not popping it, which is also makes it even worse. So it's a great way of giving yourself that time out on that blemish on your face.
Well, Rob, I'm so glad we had this discussion. And everyone, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Lisa Simeone.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.